This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is our guest for the next 30 minutes, and then I'm going to get into the Trump standing up for the web censorship. This is how we win 2018. It's how we save the country. It's how we stop the left and their program of bullying and intimidation. And I got to tell you, I knew that if I didn't back down on the Second Amendment, I didn't back down on radical Islam, didn't back down on the sexualization of children as young as 3 years old in these so-called transsexual fests they have at the public schools, at the library, at the hotels, little kids giving money to men dancing almost naked, 2-year-olds doing it. I mean, it's just heterosexual, homosexual, whatever. It's obscene. It's been buoying for me to see, and I haven't had the time and energy to really even take a snapshot of it, but overwhelming support, hundreds and hundreds of millions of views on YouTube of folks on Facebook and Twitter everywhere, saying what's happening is wrong. Tucker Carlson, Michael Savage, Matt Drudge. I can't thank everybody that's come out. Steven Crowder. The list goes on and on. But Caitlin Bennett is famous for a grassroots director of Liberty Hangout, libertarian media outlet that strives to bring readers relevant insight into current events, as well as promote Austrian economics and property rights and gun rights activists. She made headlines back in May when she posed with a graduation ceremony with AR-15 on the campus of Kent State University. Last week, she decided to protest censorship by making some changes to her local Apple store. We'll show you that video when we come back on the other side of the break. We're going to break here in just a few minutes, but it's good to have you with us again, Caitlin, and thanks for your support of InfoWars, the First Amendment. We're all in this together, but tell us a little bit about yourself. What made you, just in the last year or so, really go public? And you've already had a big footprint. I think that's what scares the left is they don't have any real thinkers or activists. We just have an unlimited supply of wonderful people like you.
Yeah, so I've been doing conservative activism on campus, on Kent State campus, for about 2 years. And the first time I ever did something, I was promoting gun rights. And the leftists on campus, for, being so tolerant, they called the cops on me for having an empty holster. We were doing an empty holster protest. And so I confronted them. I said, "What was so scary about an empty holster?" And they were so outraged. They were like, "It's what it implies. It holds a gun. I was scared for my life." That's kind of the state of college campuses nowadays, is to be scared of something, even if it just means that, something else could happen or whatever. So they did that, and then they just kept trying to silence me. I went out on campus with a Trump flag, and they tried to expel me for it. I was in student code of conduct for 3 times and 2 expulsion attempts because they did not like my speech. They tried to censor me. So every time they did that, I just came back even bolder and even louder, and, here I am today.
Well, you're a microcosm of the whole situation. When we come back, we'll get into what you did at the local Apple store. That's a great idea. I've actually done that myself when I was at the Apple store. And even though Android's bad, they're not as slave factory as Apple, so I'm getting ready. We've already been moving the whole office on the PC away from Apple, but we're going to be launching that movie, that whole move to unplug from Apple, who's one of the worst companies on earth. But when we come back, specifically at a gut level, I'll just ask you this now. Do you think this attempt at clampdown and censorship's working? I think it's pissing people off.
Yeah, it's definitely making people mad, and as you can see with how much attention you've gotten from them trying to censor you and how many more subscribers you have, they just keep shooting themselves in the foot. It's just like people who threaten me for carrying a gun. They're shooting themselves in the foot. They're proving why I carry, and, they're kind of proving also by censoring you why we support free speech and how it's not going to work out in their favor in the long run.
And I think they know that now, but instead of backing down, they're just getting more intense. I wonder what peak crazy will look like.
Who knows? I guess they just want an echo chamber and a safe space of just liberal ideology so they can talk about, how great socialism is and, all that great stuff in communism. So if that's what they want, maybe they should go to a communist nation, and, you know.
Well, I was about to say, you go, I mean, if you go to a leftist meeting versus a conservative meeting, I mean, the leftists look like they have had lobotomies, and like, this is who's going to rule over us? We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, America is coming together, and now top directors are coming out saying Spike Lee's movie, Black Klansman, is totally made up. But that's Spike Lee. He's a one-trick pony by Hollywood to create racism and to create division in our country when Trump's trying to create unity, and that's just a fact. Our guest, Caitlin Bennett, is a Second Amendment activist. She's a journalist. She just graduated from college with the famous AR-15 photo that made the left so angry. But she was talking about the fear on campus. And they get mainly the video game heads and the shut-ins when the buses pull up, and they get them off and they take them into the dorm and they go, the KKK's on campus. They're going to attack you. You're like, but I'm white. Well, it doesn't matter. They're out to get you. And then they might put a swastika on your door. They do it themselves thousands of times. You've caught the left doing it. They did it to Candace Owens, but she woke up to it. And this is what, so you're talking about the fear on campuses when you were even wearing a holster. That's how this all started, calling the police on you. And now they have Play-Doh and toys for all over campuses, all over the country. If you're upset, Project Veritas got a video of a pocket constitution. And they went, it's scary, I don't want to see. And then the professors play along because they want a kept group of people they control. Can you speak to someone recently out of one of these facilities? In these echo chambers, because they're taking the insanity of these echo chambers and these anti-free speech zones and expanding it like a metastasizing, upside-down world, bad science fiction movie.
Yeah, so one of the events I actually did was I created a safe space on campus to mock actual safe spaces. I upsetted liberals, but I also upsetted a bunch of conservatives as well. We got a baby gate, and we had Play-Doh, we had bubbles, diapers, and we were basically saying, if you need a safe space from ideas and from liberty in general, then you look like a baby, and you belong in this baby gate. And the world lost their minds, but it's so funny because it's so true. That's exactly how they act. So because I did that event where I mocked safe spaces and I told everybody that they don't need to be afraid of just having a conversation and talking about ideas, they came out and, you know, held another safe space to let people know that they're safe from me on campus.
Well, of the thousands and thousands of videos they deleted off of our YouTube with billions of views a few weeks ago, there's all those Owen Schroyer videos and other videos where everywhere we go, the left will never talk on camera, and people come over and say, don't talk to them. All they do is chant stuff worse than, you know, the worst Eastern cult. I mean, it is just crazy.
Yeah, so we actually did an event where we held a Change My Mind type of thing, like Steven Crowder does. It was just, we don't believe in gun control, come change our mind. And we were filming some of the interviews that we were doing and some of the conversations we were having. And my cameraman got assaulted. He's a gun control advocate who believes in peace and tolerance, literally slapped my cameraman, broke his camera, and tried to run away. So I don't know if people don't actually believe, you know, that these people are so violent and vicious, it's because they haven't experienced it. They haven't gone out and actually tried to talk to them, because that's how they are. That's how they truly are.
I also love how David Hogg can call me a con artist and all these names, but if I even mildly criticize him, they lobby to have my Facebook, which they did, and Twitter and stuff shut down. It's like he's a god. He's like, you don't talk about David Hogg.
Yeah.
He's a god.
I called him Twig Arms because he literally has the smallest arms I've ever seen on a male. And he, I got harassed on Twitter because of it. I said, I'm, you know, mocking a school. See, exactly. His arms are so small. I'm getting, you know, I'm mocking a school shooting victim. But, you know, he can call me racist. He can, you know, say stuff about me being white and shooting up a school, and that's okay. So, you know, when I tried to confront him, he actually ran away from me in person, which was, you know, a great moment for me.
I've seen that video. Let's talk about the latest video you did that's gone super viral. I know millions of views on different platforms. What made you think of this? I think it's a great idea. It's a peaceful, nice way to get the word out. Tell folks what you did to Caitlin Bennett.
Yeah, so I was just at the mall in Ohio, and I saw the Apple store, and I was with my boyfriend, which is the founder of Liberty Hangout, and he's like, let's go in there and change all the computers to InfoWars. And I was like, should we? And he's like, yeah, let's go do that. And we kind of looked at each other like, let's go do it. So we walk in there, and because Apple has terrible customer service anyway, all of their, you know, like hipster-looking employees were all talking to each other, and they weren't paying attention to me. So I just started changing all the computers and decided, you know, he started filming a video, and I was like, you know, let me say something first. So I said that because, you know, it's peaceful. It's kind of just a funny way to get back at them for, you know, being so hypocritical in speech and allowing, you know, just racism against whites in, you know, just disgusting speech as long as it's the liberal agenda. But they won't allow you to speak your mind. So, you know, I stand with InfoWars. I always have. And it was just my little way of saying, you know, in your face.
but then I saw it with like 700,000 views on Twitter, and then ran across it on YouTube with 500,000, and then somewhere else heard something like 1,000,000. So it's great little peaceful stunts you do that are changing the world. And if other people do what you're doing, we're not in competition with each other. That's what they can't defeat. And that's why they're so scared. So because of their censorship, call talk radio, call C-SPAN, go speak at city council, speak at the legislature, go to town hall events. All of us have to get involved the next 78 days ahead of the midterms. Since we mentioned it, for radio listeners, I'm going to play the video here. Folks can hear the audio of your radio listener. For TV viewers, obviously, you're watching on hundreds of TV affiliates. That really upsets them. So they ran that hoax this last week that I was on at a legal radio station and might have been raided by SWAT teams. We were off the air, and even Brett Baer had that piece coming up. I never got to that. He even said it. But speak of the devil, let's just go to this piece. Here it is.
So I heard that Apple's banned Jones and
InfoWars from their iTunes. We just wanted to leave them with a little gift. Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly the most important broadcast I've ever done in my life.
Now, again, she used that as a prop. Maybe that reached 10 people, what she did. But she reached millions after it, and that's what you use. You use the third dimension as a prop, go out and show people what's happening, and put it on the Internet. It's unstoppable. Amazing job, Caitlin.
Thank you so much. It's kind of the same concept with my photo. Is I simply took a photo, you know, doing what liberals don't want women to do is arm themselves and protect themselves to where they don't need the government or the state to protect themselves or to protect them. So, you know, just a simple photo or a simple video, you can reach millions of people and change a lot of people's minds and, you know, set course for a younger generation to believe in gun rights and the First Amendment.
Because in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, quote George Orwell, you know, I think about my three daughters. And I think about how, you know, I've got them in jujitsu and they know how to shoot guns. And, you know, if they needed to, they could, fight their brother. Not that they fight. Every once in a while they do. Their older brother. But the fact that feminists particularly want to keep women all scared under this weird control and neurotic, and the men are the same, that's not feminine or human or male empowerment. It's a fraud. They want a bunch of basket cases. It's in the WikiLeaks they want that. And I'm just sorry. Libertarian, conservative, just rebel women, whether they're black, white, old, young, they're just 50 times sexier. Even if you know a woman that's a kind of a liberal socialist, they're still so neurotic and have so much to prove that it's like, hey, I got a lot of friends, you know, that go out and date a girl. They go, you work with Alex Jones on a date? He's like, great, I don't want to date you. A lot of girls want to date him because of that. But it's like, we don't care, fine. And I'm kind of glad the left's trying to shun all us now, because that means we can kind of start not being with them. And they need us a lot more than they need, more than we need them. And I'm talking about the left versus the amount of money and energy that libertarians, Christians, conservatives have.
Right. Well, there's actually a woman who almost got abducted on Kent State campus a few weeks ago. And so I commented on a post and I said maybe she should have been able to arm herself. All of the feminists came out and shamed her for being out at 2:30 in the morning. So instead of, you know, women empowerment and saying women have the freedom to do whatever they want, which a woman can walk out at night at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Stay there, Caitlin Bennett of LibertyHangout.org. You just literally read my mind. I was going to play videos. In Germany, when women get raped, they say don't wear short skirts.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Buy
now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Seriously, when they're trying to shut me down, all I care about is humanity winning. Because I'm the opposite of a sociopath. And I've got my sins. I've got lust and anger and things like that. A little bit of slovenliness here and there. But at the same time, I really see humanity winning as me winning. So it's like a narcissism, but where you see other people's success as your success. And the globalists just think I'm an idiot because of that. They think I'm a moron, a chump. But when I see other people like Caitlin Bennett and Paul Joseph Watson and countless others out there, and our own crew and the great work all they're doing, and the reporters like, you know, Savannah and Rob Dew and everybody else, it makes me feel so good to be in this society with you. And they're trying to kill our society. That's why we've got this vocal thing. It's an okay chat room system. People got to register for it. It's got an AI sensor thing on it that we don't even control. But, you know, people are signing up and using it. But that's why they took away disgust from us. That's why they take almost everything away that works well, because major news sites are getting rid of their comment sections because they don't want you to feel like you have any power. And so whatever you do, get involved, get vocal, get involved. Don't feel like you don't have power, because you do. Now, next segment, I'll be honest with you, I can only keep my energy level up. And if they get me barbecue at lunch like they just did, which needs to stop, I feel like I took 14 tranquilizers or something, which is good for me to relax sometimes. But the news I've got so earth-shattering, it's like the Death Star plans. I mean, we know how to beat the globalists. We have it. The president's listening. And then I'm sitting back, and it exhausts me, actually, to go, wow, I should have opened the broadcast up with this. So I'm going to do it next segment, but it's just really heavy stuff, and it's so important to secure your own family's future. And everybody knows it's not hype. Why do you think the globalists are so angry at me? Because I studied history books, and I've had thousands of guests on that are smart, and I've studied the globalist own statements. I know how to beat them. You know how to beat them. They don't like the fact that we've got a relationship. They want to get in between that. But we are so close to victory, we're also so close to defeat. So, Caitlin Bennett, I want to thank you for joining us. We've got about 6 minutes left. I just wanted to give you the floor to cover whatever areas you wanted to get into. I'm just really, you make me feel good. Well, seriously, when I lay my head down on the pillow at night, even if they're able to shut me down the road, because I'm not a whiner about it, but they hurt us pretty bad. That just seems to encourage him. And a lot of smart folks say, Jones, don't tell them that's happened. But all I can do is tell the truth. They've crippled us. We got a lot of new viewers, and it blew up in their face. It didn't go like they thought, but it's the stuff you don't know behind the scenes that, you know, they're bad, folks. They're real bad. Let me just tell you that. So I need everybody's prayers, but you specifically, and all the young generation I see, it seems like half the millennials want to be communists in polls, but what about the other half? And then Generation Z, they're saying it's like 79% pro-life and anti-communist, so it looks like nature's got a weird way of working. What do you think is really going on?
So what I think is going on is my generation, especially in college campuses right now, it's so different than what a lot of older people remember. Like I said, they have safe spaces now. They hand out pamphlets about, you know, being anti-Trump or anti-conservative. They literally ask you to turn in students for committing hate speech. So if someone offends you on campus, you go to a faculty member or even student conduct, and you turn in this person and give them their name, and they can either be, you know, reprimanded, expelled, or, you know, suspended. It's crazy. So what we have to do as young people, my generation, still on college campuses, and even younger, when you get to college campuses, you have to be, you know, just have the motivation, have the confidence to go out there and stand up for what you believe in. If you're conservative, I know that it can be so, you know, scary and hard and intimidating to go out there and say your beliefs. But trust me, once you get out there and do it, it'll feel so good. It's so nice to be able to stand up for what you believe in. When the first thing I ever witnessed on a college campus was the Black Lives Matter group on campus ruined a festival we were having on campus by blocking out where everybody walked. They literally blocked it like they block highways. And they
it took me hours to get into Trump's inauguration, and the New York Times looked at me in my eyes and said that didn't happen, even though it was all over the news.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I've seen that on Facebook and on the news and everything, but when I got to college and I saw it happening, I kind of turned to my friends and was like, oh my gosh, this is real. Like, they really block people's paths to go places because they want attention and they want to push a false narrative that blacks or people of color are being targeted by police or even by, you know, gun owners, which that's simply not the truth. The statistics are not on their side at all. It's all just
sure,
a
well,
false
expanding
narrative.
On that, though, if you look at what's happening, they know it's about power. They're training you to accept their power. They don't care about black people. It's all led by weirdo white people. They don't put white people down. It just is. It's like most serial killers are white people. I mean, not white people are good in ways or bad in ways, but statistically they got some problems. Like every other group has its own weirdnesses. Let's just be honest. But it's a bunch of weird, neurotic white people's what I've learned, who just want power because they never did anything in their lives, but they just sit there in these weird institutions and try to make you submit to them.
Right, absolutely. And I love it that I didn't listen. And I love it that I have a lot of people on Kent State campus that I was able to influence to not listen to them either. I had to sit through so many professors of telling me why I should support abortion. I was in architecture class and he was telling me why I should support abortion. And I'm like, what does this have to do with the Taj Mahal? This has nothing to do with any architecture. And, you know, I was the only one that said something against it and everyone just sat there and took it. So, you know, we can't take it. We have let them dominate the conversation for a while now. And they have definitely tried to dominate the conversation about gun rights on college campuses.
Oh, this is true authoritarianism. Let's play famous Melissa Click at Missouri State that lost 30% of its enrollees after this, saying because a white guy who goes to school there is actually Asian, isn't allowed to come. She says, get me some muscle. This is who's running Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Here it is.
Hi, media. Can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. You need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here.
So it's all about them carrying out violence, and then we can't even politically speak out. That's what it is. Let me ask this final question. I want to have you back soon. Very impressed with what you're doing at libertyhangout.org and all the work you're doing. Thanks for supporting InfoWars. What about people that don't even call themselves conservatives that are just common sense or pro-free speech or classical liberals? Because that's more of what I've always been. It's just don't give me a label. I don't care what somebody's doing in their bedroom or whatever. I'm not obsessed with that like they are. It's the thing of, like, they're always in my face. Like, what do you call it? Just, I don't want to be in a cult.
Right. So I think a lot of people who are in the middle that don't really subscribe to either side, they kind of find themselves, I believe, being pushed towards the more right-wing side because they see how crazy the liberals are acting and how crazy, you know, college campuses have become. So, I mean, with them acting so crazy like that, it works in our favor, just like we talked about before. I've seen so many people say, you know, message me, you know, I'm not really that big on gun rights. I'm kind of in the middle about gun control, but seeing all the death threats that have been thrown at you and how many people just insult you, not even on your beliefs, but on your appearances or, you know, just the way you look and the way you present yourself, I have become more prone to gun rights. And
they recognize
ideology.
The thugism.
So they're kind of-
it's amazing. Caitlin Bennett, thank you so much. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on.
You are watching, or you are listening to, either live or later on a podcast or a video somewhere, to the most restricted, most banned, most attacked radio / TV news program in the world. I don't say that with a lot of pleasure, because it's not a fight I asked for. It's a fight that I was basically commissioned into by my conscience. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and we face the future. We face fulfilling our own destinies. I have seen in my life, everything I've been through, everything God has allowed to happen to me as preparation for now where we are. And I've seen the hand of God in things. I know God's real. I know Jesus Christ is real. And I know that it's real for thousands of reasons, but particularly because of how the enemy and the globalists attack it and how they want to destroy it. And so I know that if I follow my spirit, if I follow my instincts, if I follow my discernment, that whatever happens, whatever God's plan is, I can't figure it out. But in the end, in hindsight, I go, God, that's incredible. That's God. When we say God, that's not blasphemy. That's some Baptist church telling that to make you guilty. They're Pharisees. You go, God, when you see a beautiful vista in the Rocky Mountains of the Grand Tetons or your child born, you go, God. You say, Jesus. Your heart means you love God. You're saying, God made this. Now, if you say curse somebody in God's name, then that's using the Lord's name in vain. Using God's name to curse somebody in the name of hurt this person, that's black magic. Even if you're using God's name. If you order God to do something in God's name, you don't order God to do anything. You say, God, whatever you think the better plan is, whatever there is, but if you could squeeze my kids in and protect them, please do it. If you can't, I understand. That's how you really pray to God. You don't tell God what to do. You just say, help me. I'm weak. I need help. Please give me guidance. Please direct me. You don't tell God what to do. But I know in these trials and tribulations we're going through right now, that I feel the closest to God I've ever been. And I wouldn't really do anything different than I've done it, because I can see the hand of God even on my mistakes. That's like in pool, they call it English. You know how to hit a ball and make it spin and go in a different direction, hit another one. It's like I've done stuff that I didn't do. And it didn't seem like at the time it was making sense. But I was asking God to literally, I just go with my discernment, even if it doesn't sound right. And the more I do it, the more the enemy hates me. The more I just go with what my spirit says, the more the enemy just goes, this guy has to be shut down. Because God doesn't take over your free will. You have to give your free will to God. And I've done it to a great extent. I'd say I'm like 90% turned over to God right now. I'd say most people who even try maybe are half. And I'm not bragging. I just know I'm really turned over. And it's like the understanding opens up so big. That's why you read, like in the Bible, people say, God, just take me home. I just want to be with you, who are super awake, because they've already got such a massive understanding that they don't even want to be here anymore. They're not suicidal. It's that they've already seen so far and so much that nothing on this earth matters anymore but their children and their souls. And it's the souls of the people and the souls of the children that we've got to protect. This earth is an amazing creation of God for us to live on and in this experiment, but it's only an experiment and a test for us. It will perish. It will, the earth will pass away. It's like an egg passes away when an embryonic bird grows in it and it uses its egg tooth to crack out of it. And InfoWars is like the egg tooth. I don't even know everything on the other side. I just know there's a bigger picture. And so I'm like trying to get us out. You're trying to get us out. We're pecking on the egg. We're pecking on the shell. And we can already see light. But there's a spirit that wants us to die in the egg and never go to the next level. They want us to die in the cage, die in the cave. And I can tell you, it's not going to happen. A large measure of humanity will go to the next level. I just am not like a eugenicist who gets on a power trip about others that fail and feel big because they fall beside. Because just because you can understand this and then decide to try to control it, like we're about to be incredibly powerful, we're way more powerful than a human was 1,000 years ago, not physically, but technologically. So just because you have glimpsed human potential means because others don't, you're going to dumb them down so they don't get the future. That is an elementary failure. The future is unlimited. The infinity symbol is unlimited. And you don't grasp infinity unless you realize that every everyone can be part of infinity. It's a very low-level, third-dimensional, second-dimensional thing, competition. But the enemy tries to take competition out so that people are basically stunted and controlled so that they can compete and suppress you. But once you compete to a level breaking through that, then you realize that it was like training wheels. And now it's not even about competition. It's about, can you embrace, can you even begin to imagine the mind of God? Like, can you interface with this? And maybe you could take power on this level, but can you take power on the next level? Because you think you're not a Satanist at this level, but how about you experience this? And you think that would be like women or palaces or no. It's not having your planet wiped out. It's suppressing other groups and controlling them so that you can survive. See, that's a glimpse of the next level. And turning loose and letting your entire species be wiped out because God told you so. But then right like that, you're resurrected in a second and already back. And that's just that's not even wisdom of God. That's more like low-level soul staring up from the third dimension to the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, and like beginning to try to even understand the mind of God. See, because it's an endless fractal permutation of mathematics compressed and then released, and big bangs and implosions and just exploding and imploding over and over again to even understand that the main driver is total free will. But how do you exercise free will in a way that doesn't hurt others? And that's a big question. So I said I get to all this news, and Owen Shore is coming up with a loaded barrel. And you'd think I'd be all ramped up, the president responding to us and, you know, putting out little messages. You know, the New York Times pointed out this is an exact Alex Jones quote in the last tweet. Like, well, of course it is. But it isn't like Trump needed to like plagiarize me. You don't even get it. The point is that you think I'd all be amped up by that and like ready to go into the next attack. But it's not even like that. So I need to play Brian Stelter. I need to play this Mark Dice speech, but it's very hard for me to look at Lester Holt or him. It's not because I hate him. It's just, can you imagine the generations of people they came from? All their souls were lost. I mean, these are generational demons, man. These people are gone from birth. They're gone. And when you look at them, you realize that they are the black maw of hell. The red bug.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
A lot of the pro Alex Jones videos, because I was so busy just trying to keep us on air and battling with all the other attacks. And I'm not complaining, but I asked for this. Let me tell you, it's been intense. They're hitting us on every front. A lot of stuff I can't get into here on air. But thank you for your prayers, your support. But then this weekend, I spent some time because my girls were with their mom for a few days, and I went and saw the folks that were supporting us. And Mark Dice put out like 10 videos. I watched them all. He's so talented. He's so funny. And I have a real problem. Like, Lester Holt lying about me and the video that I really said, it hurt so bad. Not that he was attacking me, that he's such a liar. Because, you know, Lester Holt's a pretty good anchor. I mean, he's a likable guy. that I couldn't even on air play the clip and show him to be a liar. It's like, I'm sick of it. I don't know how to explain it. I just can't even defend myself anymore. They're just liars. Stelter's a liar. They're all liars. And at a certain point, when they said that Trump threw out the Martin Luther King bus, fine, he didn't mean to take the Lord's name in vain. I'm sorry. The point is it pisses me off, man. I'm sick of how these people just lie their asses off all day. And at a certain point, I don't even want to respond to them anymore. They took down my YouTube. They blocked my Twitter. They deleted all our stuff. And then they filed a lawsuit against me saying I destroyed Sandy Hook evidence. When they're the ones lobbying to have my damn channel taken down. 35,000 videos. And it's just that they're so corrupt. They hurt me that they're so bad. It's not that they're hurting me. I can't believe Brian Stelter is such a degenerate liar. That Lester Holt reading off that Soros script from Media Matters. But man, they all did it. But it made me feel good to watch Mark Dice. I sat there Saturday morning and watched like 8 or 9 videos of his. There was even more I didn't watch. That's why I just said 10. There may be more. He fully, even though he could get blocked off YouTube, he defended me. And that what matters is he has courage. And it's just so good to see somebody that isn't sold out. Makes me sick. Makes me sick how they lie. It's not about me. It's just that, you know, man, they had the Daily Show say that I am the KKK, or not the Daily Show, whatever Colbert's show is, that NBC, ABC, I don't know. I played it last week. They got some TV show on HBO where they say I'm a, say the Jews didn't die in World War II. And it's just like, I never said that. And why do you think you'll get away with it, man? It's what I'm telling you is the lies are 10 times worse than ever. I don't know what they're planning. I do. They're planning to overthrow Trump. They're planning to cause civil war. They're planning to do everything. But I don't want to run stuff. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to be run by these people. That's all I'm saying is I'm sick of it. I'm tired of being lied about. I'm tired of them lying about America. I'm tired of them lying about you. And I'm sick of their crap. And I just want America to wake up and the world to wake up. And it's happening. That's the good news. And to watch them triple down, quadruple down, quintuple down, infinity down, lying. It's just like, why do I got to respond when they tell some big-ass lie? Well, I got to. But at a certain point, when somebody's told you 10,000 lies, you stop listening. And after that, people start getting in trouble. Lester Holt, I didn't call for violence, you liar. And if you're going to say I did, you show the proof. You don't accuse me of something and not show it. And how much do you insult your audience if you pull crap like that? See, I can't even play the Brian Stelter clips. He just drives me crazy, man. God. He's like a vision of hell. He could be the star of the next Hellraiser, man. That dude's bad. My whole genetics, every cell goes, when I see Brian Stelter, just goes, every ancestor, every cell I got, my spirit says, man, that dude is bad news, baby. And not because he's powerful, but because he's weak. He's so tuned into evil. He's like the definition of a sack of evil and a liar that perches up there and says he controls our free speech and he's in charge and he's my God. I'm not your slave, Stelter, and I'll never be. But I know you want slaves because you're so fallen. Look at that evil creature that will serve the dark side. Let's go to Paradise's report. Here it is.
NBC's Lester Holt is pressuring Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to suspend President Trump from Twitter for violating their terms of service because he called Omarosa, the former White House staffer now selling a fake book about her experience in the White House, a dog.
The President of the United States yesterday called a woman, Omarosa, that dog. Would that violate your terms of service?
So we do have a clause within our terms of service around public interest and around newsworthiness. We believe it's important for the world to hear
that Omarosa is a dog, and even CNN's April Ryan calls her a liar and says she's evil.
We believe it's important for the world to hear directly from global leaders how they think and how they treat the people around them.
You don't make a distinction.
So we do make exceptions.
You don't make a distinction, however, you know, over policy, talking about taxes or tariffs versus calling a person a dog.
We make an understanding of who is actually saying that and whether they are a global leader, whether they are a public figure.
So NBC News is trying to make the case that the president calling someone a dog or anyone calling someone a dog on Twitter is a violation of the terms of service. And Twitter hall monitor CNN's little Brad Stelter tattled on President Trump for his tweets about North Korea before that whole situation thankfully got smoothed over.
In fact, I've asked a Twitter spokesman, does this violate Twitter's terms of service, making this kind of threat towards North Korea? So far, no immediate comment from the company. Still waiting to hear. I think they're trying to decide if this kind of tweet, referring to a nuclear button that he knows how to use and it works, whether that actually is a violation of their terms of service.
And speaking of Twitter's terms of service, they've now suspended Alex Jones for 1 week for supposedly violating them. As I'm sure you know, it's the only major social media platform that hasn't completely ban him, but now he's on a 7-day timeout for tweeting this tweet, Trump must take action against web censorship. Of course, CNN has been cyber-stalking Alex Jones for months, completely obsessed with getting him banned from the entire internet, tattling on every little tweet, and here's NBC's Lester Holt pressuring CEO Twitter Jack Dorsey to completely ban him from the only remaining platform that hasn't.
Alex Jones on Twitter posted this week what essentially is a video calling for people to get their battle rifles ready against the media, saying it's time to act, it's got to be done now, move criminally against people. Send a chill up my spine. How about yours?
First of all, you don't have a spine. And second of all, I'm going to have to watch that video for myself because I can't trust a single thing that NBC nothing but crap reports on.
It's time politically and economically and judiciously and legally and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now.
It sounded to me like he just said to act politically, judiciously, economically, and legally against the system that's trying to bring down this country and our freedom of speech. When he used the word criminally in his list of tactics, he wasn't encouraging people to commit crimes like Lester Holt is claiming. He meant the criminal justice system to indict the criminals, the saboteurs, and the deep state leakers.
Saying it's time to act, it's got to be done now, move criminally against people.
They want Alex Jones deleted from the internet so bad, YouTube may take this video down and issue me a strike just for talking about him, like they did to the H3 podcast channel.
Oh, that's good. BenamarkDice.com, he's been truly on fire lately. He's always on fire, but he's like in fuego. And I feel good knowing Mark Dice is there because we're going to make it through this together. I didn't even plug products this hour. They're trying to shut us down. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get our T-shirts, get our books. Our big sale ends today. It really makes me know we can move forward if we're bringing the funds in. But here's the big deal. I'm just going all the way to the end, so that's what matters. And this big experiment's been amazing. But thanks to all of you, we're standing up at the front lines against the big demons having a big effect. So we'll be right back with one more segment. Then Owen Flores coming in to take over. You know, it's the fourth hour, and as you know, it's the War Room with Roger Stone and so much more. We'll be back, InfoWars.com. Spread that link. They hate it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.